十三篇的大卫所作的诗。
This is a psalm written by David in Psalm 23.
这首诗我觉得非常的好，非常的美。
I feel that this is a very good and very beautiful hymn.
而且这首诗很神奇。
And I also feel that it is very amazing.
你在很多不同的场合，你都可以用这样的诗的内容来让人的心得到安慰。
Regardless of what kind of situation or environment, you can use the psalm to comfort the heart.
你可以拿来布道。
You can use it to evangelize.
你可以拿来在这种聚会中来分享。
You can use it to share in a service.
在查经中来分享。
In also a Bible study, you can share it.
你可以在失望这种沮丧的时候来看这个诗篇得到力量。
You can read this hymn in despair and receive comfort.
你甚至可以在丧礼中用这个来证道。
You can also use this to speak of a funeral sermon.
所以这首诗人称诗中之诗。
That's why some call this the Psalm of Psalms.
大卫真的是一个作诗的高手。
David was indeed a very good psalmist.
重点是因为他的每一个诗篇都是他的心的声音。
The key is that every psalm he wrote was really speaking from his heart.
都是他生命的经历。
It is the experience of his life.
我们从他的诗篇里面感受到似乎那么深深的来进入我们每一个世人的心中。
From his psalm, we can actually enter deep into our heart.
对这样的内容对他的体验产生很大的共鸣。
We can actually echo his experience and also his feeling.
我们来看二十三篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 23.
第一节
，Verse 1.
耶和华是神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。二节
，Two.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。三节
，Three.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。四节
，Four，
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。第五节
，Five，
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。六节
，Six，
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在神的殿中，直到永远。
Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 5.You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. 那大卫他从小是从诗篇里面看得出他用一种那个羊群的那种一种状况来写这个诗篇。
From the psalm, we can see that David used the situation of shepherding to write his psalm to God.
因为大卫他的童年就是一个牧童，就是一个牧者。
This is because David was a shepherd himself when he was young.
他在这个野外牧羊的那种经历，他把它写下来。
He wrote of his experiences shepherding in the wild.
然后他从这样的一种经历体验神跟他的关系，就像这样。
Then he likened his relationship with God to be like that of a shepherd.
因为在野地的环境有很多的危机生命是没有保障的。
In the wild, there are always dangers, and it is never safe.
所以大卫常常说，有那个熊出来，有狮子出来，都要羊的性命。
That's why David would say that there would be bears or other beasts that would come to snatch the lives of the sheep.
所以羊群在野地放牧啊，需要这个牧羊人很尽心竭力的保护他，看顾他。
That's why the sheep require a shepherd to protect them.
如果这个牧羊人他是雇工的话，就像主耶稣说的，他看到野兽来了，他就先逃命了。
If a shepherd is a hired hand, just like what Jesus had explained, he would be the first one to escape for his own life.
但是如果是他自己的羊，他就会去拼命保护他。
However, if this shepherd truly owns a sheep, he would use his own life to protect the sheep.
天上的神就像这样在拼命的保护我们一样。
Our God in heaven is like the shepherd who owns a sheep, trying to protect us.
真的是把他的命都给拼了。
He even gave up his own life.
来拯救我们这些小羊。
In order to save his little sheep.
大卫体会很深。
David experiences very deeply.
因为他在跟扫罗邀请要跟哥利亚打战的时候。
Because when he asks King Saul for permission to fight Goliath.
这个扫罗说你可能没有办法，他这个从小就当战士，又那么高壮。
Saul said that you may not be able to do so because ever since he was young, he himself was a warrior and he was tall.
大卫说我在放羊的时候，狮子来了，把咬了一只羊去，我就抓着他，把他打，让他把那个羊吐出来。
So David then explained, when I was shepherding, when the lion came, I would actually grab the lion and kill it.
那他就是这样拼命的保护他的羊群。
That's how he would protect his own sheep.
从狮子的爪中，从熊的口中，把羊再把它抓回救回来。
Even from the claws of these lions and beasts, he would try to snatch back his sheep.
所以大卫他用这样的一种。这样的精神来这种心情来看待看待天上神就是这样在看顾我们。
That was the spirit of the heart with which David viewed the God in heaven.
那么尽心竭力真的放羊放牧群羊是很辛苦的事。
To do our utmost to take care of our sheep and protect them is not an easy thing.
雅各和摩西都有相同的经历。
Jacob.And Moses both had similar experiences.
我们看雅各他怎么形容呢？
Let's look at how Jacob explained.
在创世纪的三十一章。
In Genesis chapter 31.
三十一章的四十节。
Chapter 31, verse 40.
雅各说我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着，我常是这样。这二十年他为拉班来牧养他的羊。
For 20 years he was shepherding for Laban.
我们从这里就知道 他是怎么样能够照顾这些羊。
From here we can see how he was taking care of the sheep.
他就算没有野兽来，光是这个野外的气候你就知道多么辛苦。
Even when there were no beasts around to attack them, just the weather alone was already enough to drain him.
那种旷野干燥气候有点像我们加州这种气候一样它更严重，白天是热的要死，晚上是有这个结霜了。
The weather he was experiencing is even worse than that in California, where it was a very dry type of weather during the day, but it was frosty at night.
这个雅各真的很辛苦。
So it was very difficult for Jacob.
他要保有他的羊群，就要付出这样的代价。
In order for him to protect his sheep, this is the price he had to pay.
所以今天我们想说，大卫他在思想的就是神的看顾。
So today we say that what David thought about was the taking care of.By God.
今天我们这个 在神所拣选的这个选民就是他的小羊。
Today, the chosen ones are his little sheep.
这个末世的危机就像这个荒野的地方一样。
The crisis of the end times are just like the environment of the wilderness.
这个环境非常恶劣了。
the situation is always very detrimental.
如果没有牧者带领，这羊不可能存活下去。
Without the guidance of a shepherd, it is impossible for sheep to survive.
所以末世就好像这个他们在放牧群羊那个旷野一样。
So, the sheep in the end times are just like what happened in the wilderness.
随时都可能会要我们的性命。
Our lives are always at stake.
魔鬼像狮子一样，像这个野兽一样，时常要来吞吃小羊的性命。
The devil are like the lions or the beasts, which are always looking for our lives.
所以天上的神是我们生命的牧者，他有全方位的给我们的照顾。
Our God in heaven is the shepherd who will always protect us.
我们不要认为我们靠自己可以存活到现在。我觉得如果没有神像雅各那样子用尽心来照顾我们的话，我们灵命早就通通都不见了。
We should not think that we have survived on our own. If it weren't God, who is like Jacob, who took care of his sheep so faithfully, we would not have had our lives until now.
在这么恶劣的环境，我们发现到我们有些人会害怕，我们下一代他如果在这样环境的时候，我们怎么教育他呢？
In such a pessimistic situation,How shall we really even raise up our next generation?
外面的观念跟圣经的观念差那么多。
The concept in the society are very different from that of the Bible.
有时候父母讲了一大堆不如同学讲一句话。
Sometimes the parents can say a lot, but that would not even stand a chance against one thing that the friends say.
学校的老师讲的，学校同学说的。
The children will say,Well, this is what the teacher at school said, or this is what my friend at school says.
有时候那些观念不一定跟圣经一样。
Sometimes those concepts are not necessarily biblical.
有些这个我们的这些教会的同龄年轻的夫妇，他不太敢生小孩说这个生小孩这个不知道能不能保得住他的灵命
We also see situations in the church where young couples dare not to have children because they fear for the faith.Of their children.
其实我们不用担心这个。
But this is not something we need to worry about.
我甚至相信我们的牧者他在看顾我们。
I deeply believe that our shepherd is looking after us.
所以我们能够养育敬虔的后代，这是荣耀神的事。
To be able to bring up a God-fearing generation is actually very glorifying to God.
至于他的灵命，我相信我们尽本分，天上的神才是真正的牧者。
As for their spiritual life, I believe that we just need to do our part, and God in heaven is the shepherd himself.
那我们在从23篇里面提出几样的分享。
Now we will...Extract several teachings from Psalm 23.
第一节他说神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Verse 1 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
今天我们的牧者主耶稣基督，他就像他说的，他走在羊的前面。
Today, our Lord Jesus is a shepherd who walks before his sheep.
他走的路，他要我们走的路，他都先走过了。
The paths that he wants us to walk on has already been walked by him.
他才能够叫我们勇敢地走。
That's why he was able to tell us to take the path courageously.
牧人不能可能在后面赶羊，他要走在前面。
The shepherd cannot just be standing behind all the sheep to chase them forward.
所以主耶稣他已经走过的路，我们才能跟着他走。
Only when the shepherd himself has already walked this path for us can we truly follow him on the same path.
当我们在我们人生中发现到诸般的这种困难，一些没有办法解决事情的时候，还有痛苦的事的时候，
When we face very difficult things in life or very painful things,
有时候我们会觉得很受不了，很不耐烦。
We may feel very helpless.
我们有时候会就像梁传道说，怎么信耶稣会遭遇这么多这种不顺利的事呢
？Like what Preacher Liang had shared, we believe in Christ, but why do we encounter so many difficulties？
怎么好像没有比一些人这些犯罪的世人更加的这个轻松愉快啊
it seems that our lives are more difficult than those people in this world who are really sinners.
那你就看耶稣好了。
We just need to look at Jesus.
耶稣是他的路是怎样？
How is the path of Jesus?
他的路如何，我们就是走他的路。
However his path is, that is the path we will take.
而且我们走的是比他更好的路，因为他已经走过了。
Actually, the path that we take after him is going to be better because he already walked through it.
他还没走的时候，前面是布满荆棘，到处都是障碍，他已经把他开出一条路了。
Before he walked on the path,it was thorns everywhere, and he already opened those up for us.
牧者就是要做这样的事情。
This is what the shepherd does.
他要为羊群设想好的路。
He will find, or make a good path for his sheep.
所以在圣经上说，主耶稣他是这个道成肉身出手的果子啦。
That's why the Bible says that he became flesh and the first fruit.
所以他已经完，他已经达，他走完他人生的路，已经到达这个目的了。
He already achieved what he was to accomplish in this world.
在神眼中是一个出手的果子。
In the eyes of God, he was the first fruit.
然后他要领很多的兄弟进入那个荣耀里面。
And he is to lead many into the same glory.
就是我们在座的，我们所有的人。
And that's everyone here.
我们都是。在他后面，我们要成为神眼中悦纳的果子。
We are all following him and to become the fruit that are acceptable to God.
所以不用烦恼，只要走在耶稣的，跟着耶稣走就没有错了。
That's why we do not need to worry. We only simply need to follow Jesus.
你如果觉得走别处可能会免去这些苦难的话，信仰的苦难的话。
If you think that you can take another way to avoid the difficulties of faith,
那你会发现你会遭遇不同的苦难。
Then you will find that you will encounter different type of difficulties.
而且没有人为你开路。
And there is no one to open the way for you.
所以我们今天走在已经开好的路上才是对的。
Today, we walk on this path that has already been opened, and that is the right way.
这个牧者他在每一天他们在放牧的这种经验，他都要规划第二天的这个要走的路线。
The shepherd would typically plan the route for the next day.
因为要知道哪边走多久，羊的体力多少哈，走多久要休息，然后哪边适合休息，有没有阴凉的地方。
Because they need to think about the ability of the sheep.To travel a certain distance per day, and also whether the place is conducive for rest.
他把整个路线做一个规划。
They would need to plan out the entire route.
所以跟这些羊群，他好像都不用烦恼，明天要走哪些地方。
The sheep themselves actually would not need to worry about where they're going to head the next day.
他就是傻傻的跟着牧人一直走，走到哪里就是哪里啦。
They very ignorantly follow where the shepherd goes, and that's where they will end up.
但是很奇怪，这个羊群它不会感到说这个肚子饿。
What's amazing is that the sheep themselves would not feel hungry.
因为牧者会为他预备。
Because the shepherd would prepare for them.
所以这里说这个第一节就说我必不致缺乏了。
That's why verse 1 says, I shall not want.
我们不会在这种需要里面，在需要的那种不足的一种状况之下。
We would never be in want.
这就是一种神的恩典。
This is a type of grace of God.
敬畏神的人真的是没有缺乏了。
Those who fear God shall not be found lacking.
我在这个我要做传道的这种过程里面我的体验就是这样。
In my process of becoming a full-time minister, that's how I felt too.
因为当时都是考虑经济的问题，我都一直犹豫，我不要觉得我可能没有办法当传道。
I was originally thinking about my financial situation and whether I should really truly dedicate myself.
因为我比较没有信心，应该说 我比较会计划，但是也可以说我比较没有信心。
You may say that I may plan better, but I can also say that it's because I have a smaller faith.
我也不去做那个没有把握的事情。
And I don't like to do things that I do not have confidence in.
不要不自量力，做那没有把握的事情。
So I don't feel that it's right to do things that I'm not sure of.
量力而为。比较保守了。
To do what our ability allows us to do.
所以呢，我当然自己会计算一番。
That's why I would make a lot of calculation.
但我当时计算就是说我以这样的状况之下，我们可能全家都会饿死啊。
I was thinking to myself, if I were to dedicate myself, and with the situation at the time, my family would probably be hungry to death.
但是真的在这种在从进入神学院到出来这一段这个经历让我体会神的恩典很多。
But the entire process of going through the theological seminary and also coming out to serve the Lord, I had many experiences.
因为当时我要读神学院，因为已经神给我这样的呼召很明显，那我一定要去读我必须要去读神学院。
God made the calling very clear to me, so I knew I had to go through the theological training.
你不敢违背神的旨意啊。
You would not dare to not heed the command of God.
不然搞不好命就没有了。
Or you might even lose your life.
真的神保守我，让我能够存活现在。
But it is the preservation of God that I can live to today.
但是出来我还是想说，我还是在计划说，那我当传道之后，我就打算一辈子都不可能买房子，然后我就去一辈子租房子，然后老了再去住安老院就好了。
So I was even still planning after the training program, in thinking that I will just rent a house for the rest of my life. And at retirement, I will just go stay at a senior center.
因为以我们的生活费来说，那是不可能付得起贷款的。
Because based on our income, there was no way for us to be able to afford a mortgage.
那我去读神学院的时候，我已经做好计划，我有先存一些钱那在读神学院中间因为他只有零用金的话，那我就可以用这笔钱来让一家人来度过四年的生活费。
So right before I started the theological program, I saved up some money so that it would be sufficient to last my family through the training program.
什么事都要有把握嘛。
Because I felt that everything we need to really be sure of.
但我存了这笔钱，从我读四年神学院一毛都没有花到。
But what I found out was that during the whole training, I did not use any penny from this savings.
结果这笔钱就变成我出神学院的时候买房子的钱了。
Instead, they became the deposit for me to pay for the purchase of a house.
因为我出神学院之前那个房价狂跌了，台湾的股市狂跌了。所以整个房价就狂跌。
It also happened that right before I was about to finish a training program, the house prices in Taiwan dropped very drastically.
所以房子就突然变得很便宜。
So the houses all of a sudden became very cheap.
那虽然很便宜，我还是没有能力买。
But even though they were very cheap, I still would not be able to afford them.
我就去找那个法拍屋。
So what happened is I went to look for foreclosure.
但是法拍屋不是这个屋顶破洞就是水管不通。
Usually, for foreclosure homes, there would be some damages either in the roof or there's some kind of holes.
就是没有窗子，没有门的。
Or they might be without windows or without doors.
那个都超便宜的，但是你能住吗？
Those are very cheap, but can you really live in them?
没有一间能住的，不然就是积水。你进去踩糟糕，踩到水那么深。
Or maybe it's completely flooded.
所以看了很多法拍屋都没有买成。
We looked at so many foreclosure homes, but we could not get one.
然后有一个弟兄有一天来找我说，传道你要买房子吗？
One day there was a brother who came to me and asked, "A preacher, would you like to buy a house?"
我说，哎，你怎么知道我要买房子？
I asked him, "How do you know I'm looking for a house?"
他说，我有一个房子，你要不要来看看？
He said, "I have a house. Would you like to come take a look?"
那我说去看看也好啊，虽然不一定买得起。
Even though I may not be able to afford it, well, it doesn't hurt for me to take a look.
看完他说你看了觉得怎样？这个房子你觉得你喜欢吗？我说我很喜欢，但是我觉得买不起。
Afterwards, he said, "Do you like this house?" And I said, "I do like it, but I cannot afford it."
他说多少钱你自己出啦。
Then he said to me, "You can just name your price."
你说多少就多少。
However much you want to pay, that is the price of the house.
哇，但我不敢说很便宜。
Of course, I didn't dare to give a very cheap figure.
我说的价钱，我说的价钱也大约在这个，这个银行估的价钱稍微低一点点。
The price that I named is a little bit less than what the bank would have. Projected.
我意思说，这应该是两百到三百万的房子。
What I meant was, this is about two to three million NT.
他说好，就照你说的两百卖你。
Then he said, "Well, just go with the 2 million NT."
银行估是两百五。
The bank would assess it at about 2.5 million.
所以。我很莫名其妙，因为他这间房子在之前是卖到420万。
Because before that, that house was sold at about 4.2 million NT.
所以一年之间他就掉了那么多。
In just 1 year, the price of the house dropped that much.
他给银行，他给中介去卖都卖不掉。
He was trying to sell it, but would not be able to.
他可能知道我要买房子，就想说那就卖给我好了。
So he might be thinking that I was looking for a house, so he would just sell it to me.
所以我一出神学院就有一间房子。
As soon as I came out of the theological program, I was able to get a house.
然后又用贷款再买一台车子。
Then I used a loan to buy a car.
所以这都是我们根本不会想到的事情。
This is something beyond my imagination.
我就觉得说真的神会为我们预备。
I really feel that God does prepare for us.
神不会让我们有缺乏，只要我们信靠他。
God would not let us be in want as long as we trust in Him.
只要我们能够尽本分来做我们的努力的去尽我们该做的本分。
As long as we do our part and our responsibility.
其他就交给神。
The other we can just leave to God.
所以在我来从事传道这个工作以后，我发现很多事情都不是我计划里面的。
I feel that as soon as I became a full-time minister, a lot of the things are really beyond my planning.
但是神都会给我们很奇妙的带领。
God would lead us very amazingly.
所以我们说这个，大卫所在第一节所说的哈，我必不是缺乏，这也是他的体验。
What David said in verse 1, that he shall not want, this is his experience.
再来第二节。
In verse 2.
第二节他说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the still waters.
这就是刚刚我说的牧者的预备。
This is what I was mentioning earlier, that is the preparation of the shepherd.
哪边有草地，哪边有水，都要先这牧者的头脑里面都要有，就像我们要安排这个一天一日游的行程，你也要去想中餐在哪里，晚餐在哪里，你都要计划好。
Where there are grass or where there are water, the shepherd had already planned everything out, just like how we would plan a one-day excursion. Where you're going to have lunch and where you're going to have dinner.
所以这个牧者预备这些东西，就像神为我们预备我们一生的路一样。
How the shepherd prepares these things is just like how God would prepare the way of our entire life.
你怎么知道他要走到哪里有水，哪里有草呢？但是你跟着就会走，就知道了。
How would you know where the water or the food is, but all you need to do is to just follow the shepherd.
天上的神他会他帮我们预备的是一种啊一种交托的，他要我们学习是交托的一种生活。
What God wants us to learn is to be able to entrust to Him.
你在这个世界上，你会交托，你才会把你的将来的生永生交托在永生的神手里。
Only if we are able to learn how to entrust this life to God, will we understand how to entrust the eternal life to God.
眼前的东西你都不能交托，你怎么你根本不可能会相信说你有永生。
If you cannot even leave the things of this present life to God.You would not be able to step into the eternal life.
交托这两个字用讲得很快，但是真的要做到真的很困难。
Entrustment is very easy to say, but to do them is very difficult.
因为我们人都会非常的非常没有信心。
This is because we often lack faith.
虽然知道神会帮助我们。
Even though we know that God will help us,
但是我们常常都是交托不出去。
We cannot really entrust.
我们常常还是把它抓在我们手里面。
We try to grasp it within our hand.
我们抓到的是一堆烦恼跟一些焦虑的事。
Instead, what we end up grasping is just worries and concerns.
并没有改善任何的状况。
It does not even change the situation.
所以交托是一种信心的学习。
So to be able to entrust is actually a homework in our faith.
你慢慢学习，能够越交托越多的时候，
When you learn slowly to entrust more and more,
你的信心就会慢慢的增长。
Your faith will likewise increase.
这是没有办法一步就做到。
This is not something you can actually learn completely in one step.
但是就是要在我们生活中的点点滴滴去学习的。
But it needs to be learned from every little thing.In our lives,
我们不期待说要碰到什么这个神迹大奇事。
We don't need to wish for a great miracle to come upon us.
但是你能够在你生活中看到神，能够感受到他的帮助，我觉得就已经非常的不简单了。
But if you're able to sense God and see His help in your life, then this is already not easy.
以色列人他们在埃及看到神大能的手，那种惊天动地的石灾降下来的时候，那个震撼很强烈啊。
When the Israelites saw the ten plagues in Egypt, they were completely shaken.
但是这种震撼并不代表他们有信心。
But that kind of a shake does not represent their faith.
真正考验信心的时候是在旷野路，那个很无聊、平凡、单调的日子里面。
The test of faith came when they were in the wilderness where there was really nothing and their lives were very boring.
早餐玛瑙，中餐玛瑙，晚餐玛瑙，今天玛瑙，明天玛瑙。
All the meals, every day, and all the meals within a day and every other day were just manna.
整天看到都是这个这个一片这个荒野。
What they were seeing was just endless wilderness.
但是他们不知道，他每天都活在神迹里面。
But they did not realize that they were living in the miracles of God every day.
这个世界上有史以来人类竟然能这样生存下去，真的是太神奇了。
Since the beginning of time, how is it possible for men to live in the wilderness for such a prolonged period of time? And that in itself is just too amazing.
但是在那样的生活环境里面，他们看不到神了。
However, in that situation, they still could not see God.
所以这么平凡的日子却让他们失去信心。
Such a plain life still makes them lose their faith.
所以在生活中，我们如果能够体验神，那就是一种信心的长进。
Now, for us to be able to experience God in our lives, that is already an improvement.
他会带我们进入将来永生的信心。
He will bring us into the faith of eternal life.
再来啊，这个第三节他说啊
，In verse 3 he says,
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
人被神创造的时候有美好的生命。
When men were created by God, they had a good life.
那么犯罪就是沉睡。 灵魂死亡就像沉睡一样。
However, when they sin and their soul die, it is like a deep sleep.
所以灵魂苏醒就是重生啊。
For the soul to be restored is really resurrection.
你再次的醒过来了。
We once again awake.
你看到了这个真神的真实的一面。
We see the true side of God.
你能够来领受神给你的力量。
We are able to receive the strength from Him.
你能够活出一个美好的生命。
We are able to lead a good life.
这个羊它如果这个他如果看到青草地，他躺在那休息，他就懒惰了，不起来，睡着了。
If the sheep sees a green pasture, he might fall down and fall asleep.
那个牧人就要叫一叫他，哎 ，sleepy 哈，你该起来了。
Then the shepherd would need to go to the sheep and say, "Sleepy, you need to wake up."
该上路了。
It
不要再睡觉。
It is time to move on, and you should not sleep any longer.
有时候我们也是在一种这种安逸的现状中呢，我们慢慢的，我们好像沉睡，眼皮就沉下来了。
Sometimes in a very peaceful environment, we also become dull with our eyes.
我们忘了我们眼前还有要走的路。
We forget that there is more to go in the way ahead.
太阳不等人的哦，太阳下山以前你要回到家哦。
The sun never waits, and before it sets, we need to be home.
赶快醒来，赶快上路。
We need to wake up and continue the journey.
有时候在一个平安的环境，我们也会失去了斗志。
Sometimes in a very peaceful environment, we lose our ability to fight.
所以变成说我们就缺乏了那种警醒和那种做工的一种这种动机跟斗志。
That's when we also lose our watchfulness and our motivation.
你看这个大卫，他等到国家这个太平没事的时候呢，这个敌人都被他一个一个把他征服了。他在这个王宫上面游荡，在那里欣赏风景。
When you look at David, after his country has been stabilized and all the enemies have been suppressed.He was walking on top of his palace to look at the scenery.
结果就看到乌利亚妻子拔示巴在洗澡。
That's when he saw Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, taking a bath.
结果呢，他没有马上来避免这样不礼貌的事。
He did not immediately avoid that.
他所以表示他那时候其实他灵魂沉睡了。
That represents that his soul was already in a sleep.
他就打听那是谁家的妇女，然后又把他接到王宫来与他同寝。
Instead, he found out who this woman was and brought her into the palace in order to sleep with her.
没有人会相信一个合神心意的人会做那么离谱的事。
No one would ever believe that such a person after God's heart would do something like this.
他一生都是让神看重的，他是这个可以说是行神眼中看为正的事。
His entire life is deemed right in the eyes of God.
但圣经上说唯有这件事。
But the Bible says only in this matter.
不然其他他都是一生向神存着诚实的心。
But other than that, everything he was really harboring a truthful heart towards God.
那为什么发生这件事？
But why would that incident happen?
因为他躺在青草地上睡着了。
It is because he lie down.On the green pasture and fell asleep.
神借着拿单先知让他灵魂苏醒。
God through prophet Nathan woke up his spirit.
讲个故事给他听，然后说那个人就是你。
He spoke a story to him and at the end said, "This person is you."
那时候就是他好像被打了一棒，瞬间醒过来。
That is the time that is as if there was a rod that hit David and he woke up.
他知道，他第一句话就说：“我得罪神了。”
The first thing he said was, "I have sinned against God."
大卫是一个世人在最终的那种一种共同的一种处境跟那种经历。
David had experienced the situation of a sin like everyone else in this world.
所以他在诗篇里面写的好像六篇的那个悔改的诗篇。
In the book of Psalms, he wrote six psalms recounting his repentance.
每一篇都是这么深刻。
Every one of them was so deep and personal.
那种悔改程度真的很深。
The kind of repentance he had was very deep.
所以他能够再次的来回转过来。
That's why he was able to turn back.
神让他苏醒。
God allowed him to be waken up.
为自己的名，他没有丢弃大卫。
For his own name's sake, he did not let go of David.
继续引他上路。
He let him to continue to walk on the path.
走在那个对的路上。
To walk on the right path.
这就是我们人的一生，也是像这样。
This is how our entire life is.
我们天上的神，他常常会带领我们走在对的路上。
Our heavenly Father always brings us to walk on the right path.
能够让我们的生命不至于灭亡。
To allow our lives to not be destroyed.
在第四节说到,
In verse 4 it says,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
大卫一生不知道有多少次跟死亡擦身而过。
In David's life, there are many situations that cause him death, almost.
好几次被扫罗追杀。
He was being pursued after by Saul.
差点死在非利士王的手里。
He also almost died in the hands of the Philistine king.
后来又被自己的儿子追杀。
Later on, he was also being chased by his own son.
他的一生可以说这个跟 好像这个与死亡共舞一样。
You can even liken his life to be a dance with death.
所以他写这句真的是他很深刻的形容。
When he wrote this phrase here, it was actually a very personal description.
就像走过死荫的幽谷一样。
Walking through
充满了死亡啊。
Through the valley of the shadow of death.
但是他说他不会怕遭害。
But he said that he shall fear no evil.
很不简单，在那样的充满死亡的环境里面，他看到神与他同在。
This is not easy because in that kind of situation, he was able to see God and His abidance.
就像羊被狮子抓去以后，想说完了，没命了。
Just like when a sheep, when it's being caught in the hand of a lion.
但是他上去把狮子赶走，把羊抢回来。
But he stepped up and chased the lion away and saved the sheep.
这就是他深刻的体会。
This is his very deep experience.
所以神用他的杖，用他的竿来安慰他。
For God used his rod and his staff to comfort him.
我与你同在，就是你度过危险的保证。
Because I am with you, and that is the guarantee of your protection from crisis.
我们不能保证环境永远是平安的。
We cannot guarantee that our environment is always peaceful.
但是有神的同在才是重点。
But to have the abidance of God is really the key. The valley of the shadow of death will cause us to fear and to lose our strength. But the sheep knows that the shepherd has a rod and a staff in his hand.
会为他们来打退这个野兽。
And he will use this to chase away the beasts.
这就是他们得到 平安的一种，得到那种平安的力量。
And this is the strength that they can draw peace from.
大卫他用诗篇里面来描述天上神是他生命的牧者。
David used Psalm to describe that the God in heaven is his shepherd.
即使在敌人面前，他依然能够来安然的来享用神给他摆设的盛宴。
Even before his enemies, he could enjoy what is prepared.
即使在敌人面前，他能够很得到神更大的祝福。
Actually, before his enemies, he was able to receive even greater blessings.
他说福杯满溢了哈。
He said that my cup runs over.
所以大卫的一生真的是非常的精彩。
The entire life of David is very colorful.
他一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着他。
His entire life is followed by a goodness and mercy.
他有永生的盼望在他的生命里面。
He has a hope of eternal life in his life.
大卫渴求神，大卫切慕神，这就是他生命精彩的原因。
David really long after God, and he pursue after God very passionately, and this is the color of his life.
他紧紧跟随神，就是他生命精彩的原因。
He followed God very tightly, and this is the reason why his life was so excited.
我想我们也可以看到我们的人生其实也是这样。
I believe we can see that our life is like that too.
我们也可以学习这古圣徒大卫的这种他的人生的轨迹。
We can also learn from the track that David had left behind.
让我们也能够在神的保守里面来过我们精彩的一生。
That in the protection of God, we can lead a colorful life ourselves.
我们就做以上的分享。
This conclude our sharing.
我们最后一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
150首。
150。
我们现在一同跪下祷告。
And now we shall pray together.
我们求神来继续带领我们下午的灵恩会安息日，能够施恩给我们。
We pray that God may continue to shower us with His blessings throughout the rest of the Sabbath and convocation.
为我们晚上布道会祷告。
Let's also pray for the evangelical service in the evening.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。